Leo, it's the end of August. Give us the update. How are the 4.0s coming along?
Same news as always. There's no news, which is good news. As of right now, there's a big box that has been dropped off in the US somewhere and another big one that's been dropped off in Europe. And this is the first shipment of 4.0.
Wow.
As I mentioned in the last podcast, they're, you know, slowly being manufactured one by one. So it's not that all of them pop out at the same time. But yeah, they've touched down in Europe. They've touched down in the US and are about to be broken down into smaller packages and shipped to our first customers, which is really, really exciting.
Very cool. How does that feel as the long-term product manager slash visionary of Woo?
I'd say a bit surreal. It'll hit when, you know, they're really out in the market and everything's going well. Right now, we still just had our heads down and making sure and double checking and triple checking and, you know, applying belts and suspenders and everything, that everything's really the way we want it to be. So yeah, right now my head is still in the middle of it. It's not yet time to celebrate, but it's a good feeling nonetheless. And I think I mentioned it many times on internal team calls. This to me feels like maybe even the biggest step we've ever taken in the history of the company. Yeah, in terms of just really getting something out there that will create long-lasting value for our customers. Mm-hmm. So that's our hope. And it's a big day. It's exciting time. And I can't wait for people to unpack their first devices. And I mentioned it in the last call as well. I think the charging, just a lot of really cool things that I feel many of them will become more and more quote-unquote visible as time goes by.
Yep, that's great. So the sensors are making their way to our customers all over the world. The app, which is another critical part of the 4.0, has been released on Android and iOS. So that will allow you to start posting 4.0 sessions as well as seeing other sessions from users that get tagged as 4.0 sessions. We have a few folks that are active so far. I think I saw Timo posting this weekend. Anyone else, Leo, that people should check out?
I don't know if Mark Jacobs already posted a 4.0 session. I know he has one, but I'm not sure. Mm. So there's a few folks out there that have some test devices.
Right.
But I'd have to check myself, actually, how many of them are posting in our production environment already. But yeah, you mentioned the app update. That was another big one. We tried to cram it kind of into the description of the release, but Android was a really, really big update under the hood. All of Bluetooth has been rewritten for 4.0 to make it much more streamlined. And in the process, we also found and implemented lots of improvements for 3.0. So the 4.0 app isn't necessarily only for our 4.0 users. It's also quite a big stability and just usability improvement for our 3.0 users. So another big thing that we shipped, I guess, this week or last week.
Yeah. Checking it out now. Timo, looks like he was posting up in Germany on Sunday, riding his Ocean Rodeo 12.2 meter jump. Looks like they're getting ready for Woo Worlds up there.
Sure, Timo's been practicing hard, I'm very sure.
Only 51 minutes though on the water. Oh, I guess it was okay. It was one session was an hour 52, and then one session was 51 minutes. Tapering.
He's tapering. Yes, he's. That's the time. I think it's rest and recovery, right? Where you try to use the past training effects to build stamina. You know, I used to dive into the science of like training and all that. And so rest and recovery, just a casual 3 hour water time is, you know, good element of it.
Yeah. So for folks that are anticipating a 4.0 this week, I was actually doing the instructional video this weekend about how to set up your 4.0. I was reminded that with the new sensor, there's a new charger that uses USB-C. So just be aware that, you know, maybe your car charger, your USB-A needs to get transitioned over. Having said that, I was also updating my mom on her electronics, and she has about 6 USB-C chargers in the house already. So I think it'll be easy to find if you're not ready for it.
Right. And what I did, I have an older car. It only has USB-A outlets and, of course, the classic cigarette lighter plugs. I chose to buy a cigarette lighter adapter that has 2 USB-C outlets and a USB-A outlet. Gives me flexibility on older devices. And the new USB-C outlets that are included in this adapter have a lot of power, so I can even use them for my MacBook. So it's kind of a nice way to upgrade your overall life situation and car while being ready for Woo 4.0.
Yeah. So other things to look forward to this week, Woo World will officially open registration for the teams. We're looking at Friday right now as our goal to get that live. Team registration, like last year, it involves a captain. So a captain is going to create a team, give it a name, and then invite users on the Woo platform to join the team. Registration will be open throughout Woo Worlds this year. The teams can only be formed up until September 14th, the day before the competition starts. But invitations will go throughout the event. So starting Friday, teams will start coming together. Any predictions, Leo? Anything you're keeping an eye on for the teams?
I tried to make predictions last year and I completely blew it. So I decided this year to watch on the sidelines and see, you know, what exciting things are going to happen. Obviously, it's multidimensional in the way that there's many different competitions, or three different ones, disciplines, I should say. There will be teams forming that aim perhaps for some of these three disciplines. I mean, max height is kind of the big one, I would say, that going to be really exciting to watch. If Avengers, right? If certain brand teams kind of come out, and or last year's winners, right? Mm-hmm. The Italian team. But then there's these other categories. I mean, total height. Who knows? We had some really, really strong contestants there last year. And I'm sure there's a lot of kind of underground noise and communication and chit-chat and chatter going on right now between some of these folks that really pushed these disciplines last year. And it'd be cool to see. But again, I'm out of the game of making predictions because last year didn't turn out well for me.
Yeah, I'm anticipating kind of a chipmunks versus the world vibe this year, where... It's Colin and Adrian joining forces, inviting literally anyone they can get their hands on to join their team, and then basically bribing them to push themselves as hard as they can on behalf of the glory of the Chipmunks. So I think at the very least, when you form a team for Woo Worlds, you are out to beat the Chipmunks. And that, you know, you're going to find that's going to be kind of challenging this year. So
particularly, I mean, rumor has it that they're going to use some, you know, dodgy tactics to get people motivated. It's a good old carrot and a stick, right? You give them a little bit of a nugget and say, hey, if you perform really well, I'm going to call you out in the podcast. And if you don't perform really well, and that's the stick side of the equation, we're also going to call you out in the podcast. So I think they have some leverage. So just a warning out there for all the folks that are considering joining their team. Watch out for what you sign up for. you may get yourself in trouble.
They're certainly one of the best organized teams in the world. You know, they do merch. They have their own little private Discord server that they discuss tactics and strategy. So if you're looking for a fun team to join, hit up Colin in his DMs.
Oh, I can't wait.
Or better yet, form your own team and take them down.
Right. Right. That's gonna get you a lot of coverage. That's guaranteed, I think.
Yeah. The five sponsors this year for the event, Core, Duotone, Elevate, Ozone, and Fly Surfer. You'll probably see some teams from the kite brands. You'll probably see some teams kind of regionally, maybe from your country or from your local kite shop. And then, yeah, if you've got a tight group of friends that you kite with, start your own team. You know, it only takes five members to score for the three team disciplines. I know for Leo and I, we joined a team in the past. We've joined a team out of Boston that we used to kite with, and it's got about, I want to say, about 40 members in it. And so it becomes kind of its own internal contest to try to even make the top five on that team, which is a fun way to do it as well.
Right. It is. Yes, it is. And that, you know, that's part of that whole plays. It's not all about winning, but just the mere fact that in kiteboarding, you can form a team and you go after a common goal it's just a fun, cool, new element to the whole thing. Love it.
So, switching gears a little bit, one thing that came across our desk this week was something we've kind of had in the back of our mind for a while now. We've seen some attempts at this, and this is probably the most legit video and data that we've seen so far, certainly the highest jump we've seen so far. So what I'm talking about is, so in wind sports, there's a new discipline called winging, which I'm sure everyone has seen on the water, folks that are riding hydrofoils and holding on to little inflatable wings in their hand. And about 4 or 5 years ago, this sport kind of emerged out of Maui. One of the first people to really popularize it was a guy named Kai Lenny, who, if you're into water sports, you've probably heard that name. He's a big wave surfer. He's a windsurfer, kiteboarder, foiler, kind of do-it-all ocean man. And he sent us a video of him jumping 12.9 meters on his wing, which is, when you think about it, there's no kite to like cushion his landing. Like, he's coming down from 12.9 meters with the foil attached to his feet. The video, I hope we'll see this week on his social media. But Leo, I think we might have a new world record.
I think so. And you know, as you said, Arlen, like, for these guys, there's no way to, you know, down loop a kite or kind of go for a smooth landing. There, it's really like what goes up must come down, and kind of at the same speed. And seeing his video was also the kind of moment where I realized, thus far, I'll be perfectly blunt, I kind of had written off this whole wing boosting thing. I'd be like, yeah, well, maybe they go 4 or 5 meters. Because in the end of the day, right, it's all in your hands and your arms. There is no harness. There's no additional kind of things that help you sustain these forces while you jump. So, you know, it's like, yeah, they'll do some jumps, but it's not going to be significant. Then I saw that and I'm like, holy smokes. And so we, you know, looked at the jump. As we always continue to emphasize, is there's much more data that we can see on our servers that allows us to really verify things. Of course, the video itself speaks volumes, so there's no doubt about that one.
Right.
But it also made me realize that there is a legitimate big air game in the wing scene. And we checked our database. There were some sessions where kiteboarders had used, by accident, I guess, a wing. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know, a dear friend of mine had, for some reason, chosen the wing for a kite session. But cleaning those up, it was very evident we do have a new world record holder. And I mean, I guess if there's one guy in the industry who could do it, it's Kyle Ennie. So,
yeah, I mean, no surprise there.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Super cool. The jump and the record was something we can share. The leaderboard, look out for that if we see that wingers are kind of taking to this challenge. I can think of a few wingers off the top of my head out of Hood River that could really contend for this. So it's going to be cool to see. I think, you know, the bar at 12.9 meters is no joke. Like, this was a fast takeoff into an oncoming wave using that as a ramp. And it must have been blowing. I think he said it was blowing 30, 35 knots in Maui. So small little wing and just floats it, just lofts him right up in the air.
Yeah. And again, I have no comprehension for how someone would do that. I mean, I was recently out in Holland and it was, you know, 35 knots. I was on an 8 meter kite and I jumped, I think, 15, 16 meters, right? Mm-hmm. And there's some significant force in that whole system of, you know, kite, you harness and everything. But having all that in your hands is just, it's mind blowing. It's crazy.
Right. Yeah, not as much sheet in and go on a wing.
No, none of that.
Right. Yeah, congrats, Kai. We'll keep an eye out for that video. And yeah, a little side challenge. There won't be maybe we'll have to sneak in a wing big air into the Woo Worlds at some point.
I think so. I think there's the wing big air, but wing is, of course, also really suited towards GPS-based competitions. And I mean, I think the broad base of wingers would use Woo mostly for GPS.
Yep.
But there are some of the guys that do that crazy stuff like Kai, like jumping 12 meters on the wing. It's insane. Over 30 feet.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. Super, super sick. And to wrap today's episode up, we always got to go to Leo for a little 4.0 tidbit. I know he's got a lot of knowledge there. You guys are getting 4.0s in the mail if you've pre-ordered. Probably in your mailbox this week or next. Leo, let's talk about charging. We mentioned the USB-C on one end of the charger. On the other end of the charger, there is now wireless charging. Why is this a big deal for people?
It's a really, really big deal for people because it removes the pins from the Woo device. Anything that's on the beach around salt water, sun, and abrasive sand, and all sorts of other really harmful environmental factors is going to be subjective to corrosion. And so these pins always have been, point of failure, a point of risk. Wireless charging just takes them out. There's no more pins in there. It's clean as a baby butt, the whole bottom of the Woo. And it looks beautiful to look at. I think from an aesthetic standpoint, but also just purely from the peace of mind. There's no more pins. There's nothing to worry about there in that sense. And of course, I mean, it's even outside of that, a really sleek technology. It's really cool to see the Woo drop into the charger, two LEDs, two green LEDs turning blue. And so it has a touch of, I don't know, you know, sometimes you buy products just because they're nice to use and nice to look at, not even so much about the functionality. So that adds a little bit of that element to our product. So I feel it's up to our customers to ultimately decide. But again, we've gotten a lot of feedback about this, and there's lots of people who said, I would almost buy a Woo just for that cool experience of dropping it into the charger and seeing things turn blue and charging up. So yeah, it's a big step, quite a big effort to implement as well. A lot of testing went into it, but we're super happy about it. And I think there's been many, many requests over the years when mm-hmm. we look back with people and everything, where so many people came to us and why don't you guys do wireless charging? And so it was always in the back of our minds, and now the time was right and it's finally there. Super exciting.
Yeah. Super, super nice to have that peace of mind. It's a device that goes into the ocean and you want it to feel at home in the ocean. So now it's all sealed up and should have a long, long life ahead for everyone that gets one.
I guess one way to put it, you may want to cut this out, Arlen, but if you go kiteboarding first, you take your bling bling off, right? So
that's right. Yeah. Earrings, bracelets.
But exactly.
The sealed 4.0, no problem.
Exactly.
Cool. Well, exciting week ahead at Woo. Excited for everyone to get their 4.0. See those start to pop up on the leaderboards this week. And yeah, look out for team registration coming to you on Friday. Any final wisdom, Leo?
Just pray for wind. That's all.
Yeah, we haven't entered into staring at the windy map every day for a month, but it's coming.
Soon. Most forecast models are like 10 to 14 days out. So we're creeping up on that date where these completely unrealistic and you know, senseless hopes of, oh, there's some pink, you know, 14 days out. You get mm-hmm. all excited about it. But we're getting there.
All right. Talk to you soon, Leo.
Talk soon, Arlen. Thank you. Thanks, everyone.